Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I am Becky.
And I'm Raquel.
And today, Raquel and I are talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
This is Season 9, Episode 18. It's a lot of episodes.
Oh my gosh, right? When are we going to end?
I don't know, but pardon our French. It's the title.
Pardon our French.
Oh dear.
I'm glad that at least we're getting a pardon something out of these ladies.
Pardon the length of this season is what I should have called it.
I know. Let's wrap it up.
Jesus.
I have to say, I think they're going to have to wrap it up since Camille and Denise have been displaced. I'm so bummed Denise did not make it to France.
Me too.
I'm not as bummed about Camille because she kind of annoys the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I'm sad that her house burnt down.
For sure.
That's pretty heavy.
But anyway, you know, it's like LVP. This is yet another episode without LVP.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why are you guys drawing this out? I don't get it.
Wrap it up. Okay.
All right.
So we open in Provence, France, and OMG.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. It kind of looks like Europe.
It kind of does. Like, I wonder what part of France that is that's not in Europe.
Oh, God, Dorit.
Oh, my God. So the ladies are getting their ridiculous amounts of luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle wants to know why they have to carry their own, or why they're carrying their own. It's because you brought 17 bags each, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, why are we carrying our luggage?
Oh, my God.
He's like, we only have two guys. And this is the thing. They're not carrying their luggage.
No.
Their luggage is on wheels. Yeah. They can either pull it or push it, but it's not hard.
They're acting like they have to carry it up like 17 flights of stairs.
Well, and it's like old school luggage. Remember the old school luggage that was like a giant briefcase?
Oh,
that
yeah.
You actually had to carry?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they had that style with the wheels.
With the wheel. That was technology.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you'd like pull it and it'd fall over.
Oh, my. It was nothing good about it. Yeah, it was just, even to this day, I can't find like a, we used to call them stewardess bags. You know, just the ones that you'd pull behind you.
Yeah.
And to this day, I can't find one that doesn't, like, flop over somewhere. It's just luggage. But then again, I don't travel like these ladies. Maybe if I did.
Rita did not have suitcases. She had, like...
Yeah, like wardrobe bags.
Yeah, like, they were cases. It was, like, a wardrobe, like... what's it called? The things, the old school, like, that they would use.
I think they're called wardrobes. Oh, like a steamer trunk or whatever.
Trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, hers were trunks. They were huge.
All right. Anyway, off to the castle, and the landscape is beautiful.
And as they're driving through, Dorit looks like, this looks like a lot of places in Europe. I mean, this could be Italy.
It could be anywhere in Europe, Dorit.
Or anywhere in the United States.
I mean, come on. Oh, she's such an idiot.
I know. So Kyle mentions it's weird that Lisa's not here. She kind of is still mourning it, you can tell.
Oh, I'm sure they were such good friends, and then, you know, it all went to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. But they're looking, they're in two different cars because one car won't fit them all. But the ladies, some of the ladies are looking at the fire damage on their phones.
Yeah.
And they, you know, give a good, I don't know, 22 seconds of concern to Camille and Denise back in the States.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, and the other thing that we may not realize is that, yes, Camille and Denise are displaced, but these ladies each have handfuls of friends that are affected by this. This is like their neighborhood.
Oh, for sure.
So they're like, you know, it's not just Camille and Denise for them. And I think they also, I read somewhere, when they left the United States, like, they thought it was going to be like the fire the year before. They're going to get it under control.
Right.
They're going to get it contained.
Right.
It's not going to be as crazy as it turned out to be. And so they end up in Provence, and they're like, crap. Like, I get it. They feel helpless.
Well, and there were three burning, the entire state. There was the northern fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like you said last time, I think the resources were just depleted because they had raging wildfires everywhere. And it is very scary.
Yeah.
But at any rate, they arrived to Downton France Abbey.
I mean, it was pretty impressive with that huge iron gate with the columns flanking the entrance.
I mean... I totally agreed. When I saw the staff standing outside,
I
was like, what the hell?
That's so impressive. And Erica's like, I mean, I never felt so rich in all my life.
I mean, yeah.
I get it, Erica.
When you have 10 people, it totally was Downton Abbey.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was pretty cool.
And the house is beautiful. Like, I'm all about the old historic, like, I want to see everything.
Yeah.
And know all about it. You know,
I thought it was beautiful, but I don't know that I would be comfortable in a place like that.
Well, we did see, and this is a little later, how comfortable Teddy is, because Kyle walks into the sitting room Teddy's sitting at, and she has her feet up on the coffee table.
Oh, I saw that.
And it's just like, really?
I mean,
like, where do you ever put your feet up on a coffee table?
In a hotel room, if you're there, that's perfectly fine. But not in this.
Is it?
Well,
like, with your shoes on?
I don't know. I put my feet on the coffee table. But in, like, my house.
In your own house?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to do it in a 16th century chateau.
But do you really put your feet with your shoes on your own coffee table?
Maybe I don't.
With your house shoes or barefoot?
Barefoot, probably.
That.
But, yeah,
right.
Socks.
Right.
But no, yeah. But that's why I wouldn't be comfortable, because
not
I would be...
Not you're going around outside walking through oil and dirt and dog poop shoes.
It's exactly. Well, you know.
But anyway.
But that's why I wouldn't be comfortable, because I would constantly be concerned, because I'm as clumsy as an ox, that I would break some, you know, 16th century piece
well,
of art.
They
and then
did say that this house has been redone, like
yeah.
restored. And so it may be that these are like total refurbished pieces. It's not like, it's not original.
It was just, it was
house.
A little too fancy for me.
It was not too fancy for me. I could totally stay there and be super duper comfortable.
Do you think they were the only people there?
At this time, yeah.
On 17 acres?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was only 9 bedrooms, and they were supposed to have, there's 5 of them. They were supposed to have 2 more people. Yeah, for sure.
Well, all I know is Rinna is worried about not having a safe room to go to in case there's like a conflict.
I know.
On that, you could hide in one of this, you know, wine cellars probably.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You do have a safe room. Yeah.
If there's an Olympic-sized pool, I'm pretty sure there's a cupboard you could crawl into.
Absolutely. Erica said the house was built in 1612, and she's just thinking, and this is the way I'm in a house. I'm like, how many lifetimes have passed through these doors?
Imagine.
I know, and it's so interesting to think about what type of life past, you know, like what happened there, like
then,
200 years ago,
yeah,
or whatever.
It would be, yeah,
that's a completely different lifestyle. It's not like some girl. I mean, did they even have girl trips like 300 years ago?
I think women were like still chattel,
yeah,
or whatever.
They,
I don't know how it was
yeah.
in France, but
yeah.
They certainly weren't putting their fucking feet up on the coffee table, I'll tell you that.
No, they were like tied up in their corset.
Yeah.
And couldn't even like get their feet up.
Taking
if they
day
to.
Naps because they were ordered to.
Mm.
All right. So that night, the chefs are preparing dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Now Kyle goes down. She tells the, I love that she tells the staff this elongated story. There are fires in LA, blah, blah, all to get to the point.
Yeah, let's feel sorry for us.
Yeah. Well, there'll only be 5 of us.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am so pissed that they get all this. Like, when I watched those cooks making, what was it, lobster ravioli or whatever the hell they were making?
Yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, life is not fair.
You're like, I'm going to go order lobster tonight just because I deserve it.
And then I won't be able to pay my mortgage. Like, you know, yeah.
Can I go back when the ladies are, like, hanging out the windows, like, talking to each other?
Yeah.
It reminded me of the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It was kind of, yeah, where they're all poking out the Lego.
Yeah. Looking up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a total Brady Bunch moment. I liked it.
I love it. All right. So,
this is when, like, they've gotten ready, or some of them have gotten ready, and this is when Teddy's lounging in one of the sitting rooms. There's a sitting room upstairs where they have drinks, a sitting room downstairs, which I love.
There must have been so much sitting going on in this castle with all the rooms they devoted to it.
Yeah, this is when Teddy puts her feet on the coffee table.
They're all dressed for dinner. Everyone looks as expected.
Yeah. Oh, Erica's, don't tell me. Oh, we're going to be casual. Bullshit. France equals glamour.
Dorit was wearing like some 70s pantsuit thing.
I know. It was kind of like, you know, Playboy-ish, what's his name?
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, pajama-y pantsuit.
But when she's, because she's so little.
Velour.
When she sits down, she looks like she's in prison blues again. Like, I think that's her style.
I liked it. One of our friends commented on Instagram about how she really liked Dorit's style here in France. And before this season, I thought Dorit, like, you know, she did fine, great. Like, I didn't have a problem. It's this season with all the 80s, like, it's fishnet. It's so hard to watch. And she didn't bring it to
France. Thank God.
And she, to me, she does look way better. But the thing I did notice is in this episode, every time we see the ladies getting ready, we don't see Erica getting ready. So it makes me wonder. I mean, she's not done up. Like, she doesn't have her makeup done up. But it makes me wonder if she brought somebody.
She sneaked her glam squad in.
Somebody came. At least her lookbook came.
Oh, probably the lookbook, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't see Erica. I mean, I could see Erica being like, no, I need a moment. You're not coming in.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. But we don't see Erica getting ready, and we see everyone else getting ready.
That's an interesting observation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
leave it to Becky.
Leaving it to Becky. They FaceTime Denise, and she's...
Wait, before they FaceTime her, can I just say that when Kyle joins Erica, he goes... Looking fit and fabulous. I love you like that. As opposed to frumpy and not fabulous.
Looking overweight and sloppy. I don't like that. Nice to see you stepping up.
Yeah, so they FaceTime with Denise. We find out the fires are still 0% containment. 0%,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is scary. I mean, the footage... It is exactly what they show. Like, they don't dramatize fires at all when they show them. Like, when you see that much damage and flames and smoke, it's horrifying.
And Denise just doesn't know about her house.
Yeah, she's kind of in limbo.
Right. Then they FaceTime Camille, and she's like, my house is okay.
Yeah, she's
I've
super
heard
happy.
My house is okay.
Yeah.
Which we all know is not the case, like, at some point.
Yeah, no, that's why it's so sad to hear her say that.
No, it is. Like, she seems like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
She grabbed her expensive painting.
Andrew Wyeth painting.
And she also...
And documents.
And you know what those documents...
What?
I'm pretty sure that it's her divorce settlement from Kelsey, because she's not letting those burn up. The hells no. This is in writing. I still get all this money.
I can still use his name.
Like, she would swallow a plastic baggie and poop that shit out if she had to.
Oh, my God. No, she would have one of her maids do it.
Oh, she'd make the assistant, the old man assistant, do it. Aww.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Yeah. Okay. Can I have some insure with that?
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, it's horrible, but that's, you know,
so
it's what it is.
Find out that Teddy's named her sister Pencil.
Yeah.
When my second was born, her sister wanted to name her Cinderella.
Oh, that's so cute.
And was kind of devastated that she was not called Cinderella. And so when I would take her to preschool, they were like, we can call her Cinderella here.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That her nickname was Butch.
Yeah. Because I guess she was a tomboy, but who gives a little kid a nickname Butch?
I was a tomboy.
You were?
Big time. Well, I still am.
Okay.
Nobody calls me Butch.
I know, right?
Yeah. And then I liked Kyle's, though. Kyle Bitchards.
Of course. Good fit, Kyle. She kind of wore it proudly.
And then Erica, like, it's so, she acts like it's so scandalous. Dorit stole the car at 13. I can't even mention stuff that I did at 13 because I'm not sure that the statute of limitations have run.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously. I mean, stealing your parents' car. And then.
I never stole my parents' car, much less before I was legally allowed to drive.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Ever. Like, I never did anything that was slightly scandalous.
I did.
Like, when I was an adolescent.
I did everything. Not. Everything bad.
I know you did.
Tons of stuff.
And you're here to tell about it.
Bruce, remarkably.
On this side of the bars.
I know. On this, yeah. Luckily. Oh, but knock wood. But then Dorit, I love that Dorit tells, like, she kind of inadvertently says how stupid her parents are because they can't tell the difference between white chocolate and semen. Oh, my God. Like, how do they get born?
I know, right? I know. I know. It's kind of funny. And kind of ridiculous. But she's like, I mean, I stole a car, but I would not do that in the back seat at 13. It's like, well, come on.
Yeah, whatever keg
it's
stand,
like they're
Dorit.
Eating white chocolate and, I don't know, playing goldfish in the back seat. Like, what? Like, really? You're still in a car.
I know.
All right. So Erica mentions how strong the drinks are.
Oh, and then she gets bullied into ordering another one.
I know. She's like, I'll have a cappuccino. And it's like, okay, I'll have another drink.
Well, because they're all like, oh, boo, boo. It's like, I know. Ladies,
yeah, let
slow
her do,
down.
Let her do Erica. So,
and Rinna has one thing to say.
Yes.
I have one thing to say.
One thing.
I had a great time playing Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Erica's like, yeah, it was fun. And then Kyle's like, it was a little weird. But Rinna said, you know what? At the end of the day, it broke the ice where Kim and I could have a conversation. Like, Kim and I have been able to move on, so it was worth it.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, that's the end of the story.
And we get into that a little later on. But dinner is served. Erica is getting hammered off of, how strong are these? It's like two drinks, and she is just toast.
I mean, some people don't. I mean, I don't know.
Speaking of toast, let's talk about Kyle's toast.
Oh, yeah.
All these women are fucking amazing women. Blah, let's celebrate ourselves and our fabulosity.
We can be batshit crazy. But, you know, what happened with the fires? Life can turn in a second. I'm thankful you're all here.
It's just... And then they get a dessert with actual gold on it.
Do you think anyone actually ate that?
Is it even safe to eat?
Yeah, there's edible gold.
Oh, my God.
I mean, do you know anyone that would scoop it up and be like, oh, it's so delicious?
I would eat it if you can eat it, I would be curious to taste it. But it would be like, oh, my God, these diamonds are fabulous.
I feel like we all know someone who would just be like, oh. This
is
amazing.
Oh, we
and it's
do.
Not,
I know.
It's not for the flavor. It's for the flair.
It's so you can talk about it later and pretend like you're worldly.
All right.
All right. So
the next morning.
Like, we're instantly brought out of this beautiful dinner as they open at 5 a.m. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't believe her house burned down.
Dorit and Teddy are up early. They found out Camille's house burnt down. So they have a moment in the kitchen. And Teddy, and I get this, like when something that tragic or like scary happens, especially when your kids are young, you're like, I just want to be reconnected with my family. Like, I'm sure I haven't done this, like left my kids on one side of the pond and gone to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine, like, they're kind of like, what?
I felt like she was like, can you make everything about you, Teddy?
No. I think it's just like, it's hard enough to leave your kids and be that far from them. Like, if something were to happen, it would take like a day to get back to them. Like, that's hard enough as a parent, especially when your kids are young. And then when something like tragic is happening, that's affecting like people, you know, people you're close to. You're just like, I just want to go home and be with my family.
Well, then get on that plane and go the
no,
hell home.
No, I think it's a legit feeling. And can I just say, when they're like, you know, stressed over this, we see video of Camille's house on fire, which is like terrible.
It's a lot.
To see.
Yeah, it's horrible.
What I notice is there's a basket on the kitchen counter.
Oh.
That has sandwiches labeled for snacks.
What?
It's like, hey, if you get up in the middle of the night and you need a snack, here it is ready for you. Like, they're all, like, wrapped up. And there's, like, a chalkboard that's like, this is what it is. And then on the back counter in the kitchen, there's, like, another chalkboard with the wine that's available for them to pop open.
Oh, my God. That is.
And then we see them sitting down at breakfast. Yeah, and a few it's hours just later. Like, gorgeous Erica's, breakfast.
Yeah, Erica's completely hungover.
I know, sunglasses, hot cup to the forehead. Like,
she's like, oh man. And then, well, Teddy comes in, and I swear to God, this is what she said. The closest house just burned down.
I don't know whose house she said.
Yeah, she said, oh my, she said, my closest house.
Oh, like her closest friends?
I don't know if she's saying closest and it sounded like closest, or if closest is an actual job that somebody has. Like, because she said, my, that's what I could hear.
Well, then she said, I couldn't understand. It evidently was a friend. And she said, all she got out was
pajamas.
In her PJs. And then she went on to say, Katie said something about her PJs. Yeah. So I think it's a close friend. We don't really know. It was hard to understand.
I was like, what is a closest?
And the fire is still 0% contained. Uncontained.
Yeah.
0% contained.
They're all super bummed until the host lady walks in.
I know.
And then, okay, Becky, this is what got me. Kyle wants to know if there's a French market nearby. Mm-hmm. And have you been to France?
I have not.
They have like these little marketplaces.
Have you been to France?
I have. And
it look like it's in Europe?
I thought I was in Italy the whole time. I had no idea. But they have these little marketplaces. So it's like, you know, whatever. There's a bunch of stuff to buy. But what gets me is the host is like, oh, there's a nearby market with fresh vegetables. And like, what the fuck do they need with fresh vegetables? They have a full cooking staff there. What, are they going to bring them home? Like, here's the fresh vegetables from France.
Maybe she was just saying what type of market it is.
I mean, it was just killing me.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, if all the things to sell, it's like they have all kinds of stuff there, goods, you know, French things. I can see even the cheese. Like, go taste the cheese.
Right.
But fresh vegetables?
Oh, my God. Fresh vegetables.
All right.
But I got to say, I would totally be into this market.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I mean, no. I've only been there once. It was a long time ago. But yeah. They're pretty cool. And no. When we went, it was in the wintertime, and they had, like, warm chestnuts that they sold in, like, a little bag.
And what about hats? Did you see
hats? I don't remember. Mm. I'm sure there were hats.
I would buy the hats. They're eating cheese, buying hats. It's
I don't amazing. Even know. I'm not going to try to even try to pronounce the little thing.
What?
The name of the town that they're in.
Oh.
I love that Rena breaks character and actually eats cheese.
I know, right?
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of funny, too, because Erica's like, I told you. She's like, leave me alone. I'm eating it now.
That's hysterical.
Hilarical.
So they go sit down at an outdoor cafe for lunch, coffee, wine.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, croque monsieur, which is like a ham and cheese sandwich, but it has like a bechamel on the outside.
What's a bechamel?
It's like it's almost like a gravy, like cheese, like a sauce.
Oh.
Like the beginning of like, it's like almost like a gravy, basically. I wrote it down. It's butter, flour, milk, nutmeg, parmesan, and Gruyere.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yeah. I'm so hungry right now.
It's like a cheese sauce.
I love that Dorit asks, do you have salad? And Kyle right in there, no, but they have salad. It's awesome. Awesome.
Way to call her out, Kyle.
I know. And then they go in Dorit's confessional, like, she's showing off her French. Oh my God. Je m'appelle Dorit. Her French is as good as mine. Except there is the one thing I do remember from French class, and I'm going to call Dorit it right now. Derrière l'hippopotame.
What is it?
That is a hippopotamus ass.
I knew derrière was butt. That's hilarious. You said it well. Say it again.
Derrière l'hippopotame.
Dang, girl. When did you take French?
High school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Because, you know, in Southern California, mm-hmm. all those French-speaking people.
I know, right?
God, don't take Spanish. Go with what you're going to need, German.
That's hilarious. Okay, so Lisa opens up about Amelia, how proud she is that she's choosing to study nutrition, wellness, and psychology.
I think she should get a little psychology about her daddy issues.
Oh,
and that she hates Harry Hamlin. But then I realized
that's just young.
I didn't know she was that young. I didn't realize she was only 17.
Yeah, because she just graduated high school.
Oh, I thought they like had sent one of them off to college or something.
Yeah, the older one is older.
Oh, well, that would be weird. It'd be weird if she weren't.
Delilah's older.
I mean, like, now that I know that she's 17, like, she acts like it. Yeah, you're clearly acting like a 17. Like, I totally give her way more of a pass now that I know that she's...
You know, they're kids. Yeah. They really are. Even at 19, they're still, like, figuring it out. Yeah.
Teddy explains exactly why she's doing this and where Amelia's head is at.
Teddy? Oh.
Yeah, she's like, this is why she's doing this, because she knows everything.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, it makes sense, too. That's what they say about, like, therapists. They're the ones that need it the most. That's why therapy the most, so that's why they go into that field.
Right.
And, you know, if she's going to learn something, and she's going to have to deal with this forever anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it makes sense, and, you know, who knows what she'll end up doing, but at least she's talking about her eating disorder.
Yeah.
And open about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good.
That's half the battle, admitting to it, acknowledging it. So hopefully this will be good. Then we hear Kyle open up about her eating disorder, which we've never heard her talk about.
Never heard it.
And the reason she hasn't is because she never wanted to send her kids to... And I get this. Like, not that I say it's the right, like, thing.
Yeah.
But I'd probably be the same way. I don't want to admit it to my kids when they're in this age, especially when you live in Los Angeles, and I just feel like there's way more pressure to be perfect there.
That made so much sense to me. Yeah. I don't have kids, but like that, I would be afraid. Like, I don't want anything going into your head, even though all the other ladies are like, you know, they hear it, but they're not hearing it from their mom.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't have kids, but I totally understand how Kyle wouldn't want to tell them, you know, bring it up to her children who are kind of vulnerable for that to happen.
No, absolutely.
And she really explains how the industry, and I don't think she was blaming it on anything. Like, she wasn't trying to make excuses, but the industry that she was in forced her to do this. Because
it was crazy because she said, you know, she was on this TV show. She was 17 and she didn't like her wardrobe.
Yeah.
And she said that to them and they're like, well, lose some weight and we'll put you in a cuter wardrobe.
And it was this be unhealthy reward. Be unhealthy reward. And she was rewarded for being unhealthy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then Erica's like, I've never had that.
I know.
I'm the heaviest I've ever been today. Guess what, Erica? It is the heaviest because when you turn, you know, as you keep getting up there.
I know. I'm the heaviest I've ever been too. But that's part of age.
Yeah, yeah. Totally age.
Unless you like, make that your priority to stay a certain way.
Yeah, like if that's my job.
Well, I'm just like Erica too. It's like there's got to be balance. I love food. Yeah. I'm going to freaking enjoy it and I still look good. I don't have to be a rail.
You don't have to be a rail.
Yeah. Although I'd be happy as a rail.
I mean, if I could eat everything I wanted to and be skinny, yeah, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah,
But she does. It's weird because she goes on to say that all the ladies, like in so many words, we all are here. We feel free to share stuff.
Yeah, we can be vulnerable. Be honest.
Lisa Vanderpump's
not here.
I didn't. That was a kind of a weird out of nowhere comment.
Well, she just said, like, I don't feel like it's going to be used against us at a later date. I don't feel like there's going to be a jab out of nowhere. And that's kind of how Lisa is. Like, she just doesn't, just her personality. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but she doesn't go deep, at least not on camera.
I mean,
like, she does, everything is kind of jokey, kind of surfacey, kind of easy. And so, you know, that's her personality, is to make jokes, whether she means to hurt them or not.
Well, and maybe she is guilty of bringing up stuff as a thing.
Oh, yeah. She does use things. Like when she's angry or whatever.
And that's not a friend you want to have. I don't want somebody who's going to bring up something I said 10 years from now, throw it in my face.
So the ladies head out and go sightseeing.
They go to, and I quote here, like a moat bridge.
Like a moat bridge.
Uh-huh.
Rena, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a moat bridge.
That goes to nowhere.
It ends in the middle of the lake, or whatever that is.
And then Dorit says, it makes you, what? You're going back to the bridge.
Oh, no, you're right, that's it. Dorit comments how...
It really makes you feel like you're in Europe.
Well, she had her European Word of the Day calendar over there. So piazza was the word that she chose.
What is a piazza? Is it like...
It's like an open square.
Oh, okay.
That's all. And I think, as far as I know, it's mostly used in Italy. It's not really... It's like a...
She keeps bringing up Italy.
I mean, what's her deal? But she's like, this piazza really makes you feel... You know, so she's just missing every mark.
Yeah. Really makes you feel like you're in Europe. Because we are in Europe, Dorit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the ladies go back to the chateau.
The chateau.
Getting ready for the night. Doree FaceTimes with her kitties.
Yeah, they do.
Where are my munchkins?
No. Well, okay, mummy. Like, now all of a sudden she's... This woman is just so goddamn ridiculous.
I love that when Rena calls Harry, he asks her in French, do you want to sleep with me?
Well,
I love it. I love that, Harry. That's so cute and playful.
He did it from the song.
Oh.
Lady Marmalade.
Oh, okay.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at Marmalade. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Yeah. Ce soir?
All right. But still, it's very cute and playful, and I love it.
Well, it was cute until Lorena's like, does that mean you want to fuck me? She's like, oh, God, he's not like, now.
Not anymore. Or he's probably like, yes.
Oh, my God.
He's into her. You know he is.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they start talking about their friends who are losing their houses.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And then I love how Erica comes in. She's talking to Harry, and she's like, hey, I'm going down. And Rena's like, no, wait for me. And she basically hangs up on Harry.
Yeah, wait, go on, goodbye. Bye.
So Teddy and Kyle meet Rena and Erica in a sitting room.
Okay.
And Erica's like, Teddy, who is this person? I love it.
I know. She's like, I appreciate everyone's style. And Teddy, you're coming around.
I know. I kind of hate how they give Teddy such a hard time for being like a normal human as far as like the way she dresses.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
And I also don't like that Dorit has been hooker shopping with Brandy because that jacket was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't mind the jacket. Whatever. She's kind of going for a French biker look or Italian biker look.
Is that what you'd call that, Becky?
I would call it an Italian biker look. She really thought she was coming to Italy. She doesn't know where Provence is.
I don't think
that's what it is.
She doesn't know she's in France.
Yes.
Oh, bless her heart.
Gosh, that's why she's so confused. I get it now. I love how Rena like talks about everyone's style, and she's just waiting for people to notice her like high cut boots and her style.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Nope.
But yeah, she tells Teddy, and you're coming around, and Teddy's like, I really don't think my style has changed that much.
Oh, it's changed a ton like, from last season?
Oh, you're bringing on your A game. And she's like, what, was last week my B game? Was it?
No, last season was your B game. Like, she just, rather than being she's the person she is, yeah, she's totally, which, and that's another reason I don't like her. It's like, you were so much better when you just didn't give a shit and this is how you were.
Right.
Like, quit trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't notice a huge thing.
They go off, though, to this little restaurant. Guess who's here?
Drunk Rena. I have to say, this is when we see her outfit, and her dress is fabulous.
I got
to
go back
and look. It's one of my favorites, like, kind of, because it's long sleeve, it's all black, and it comes up high on the neck, and it goes to the floor, like, kind of coat-like.
Yeah.
But then there's a huge high slit up one leg, and she has on like over the knee boots. And then there's this asymmetrical cutout in the back, and the dress is like runway, like
oh nice,
super like fabulous. It's one of my faves. It's gorgeous.
I gotta go back and look because I was just looking at her kicking in the air.
You know, it's a gorgeous dress. So Teddy orders a skinny margarita, and Kyle gets on to her saying, you don't order a skinny margarita in France. And this is like right after Kyle says, I drink margaritas, okay? I always order a margarita everywhere I go. So why does it matter if it's a skinny or a regular? Like,
well,
why can you order a margarita in France but not a skinny margarita?
I'm not sure that Kyle knows that there's more than two drinks, a margarita or a rosé. Like there's a whole, I think that's your only option.
Right.
You can choose one.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
And then I love Erica. She covers her mouth. Can I have a Coke?
I know. That was awesome. She doesn't want to get bullied into getting drunk again.
And I love that she drinks regular Coke. We've seen her order it over and over instead of Diet Coke.
Oh, I don't. I hate Diet Coke.
I do too. And regular Coke is the best drink.
Well, I try not to drink soda. I'm not.
No, I don't really either. But girl, regular Coke is where it's at if you're going to have soda.
If you're going to have a cola, you don't want your Pepsi.
Hell no. Is Pepsi okay? Nope. Just bring me a water.
Honest to God, if I order and if they only have Pepsi, I'll decline.
Me too. I won't drink Pepsi. But all right. Anyway.
So this menu is brought out on this giant chalkboard.
Becky, I mean, yes.
I need this everywhere I go.
Well, I was thinking about why do they put it on the freaking chalkboard? One, it probably saves time and paper because they probably have like...
A changing menu.
Changing menu. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, let's just lug around a chalkboard to every day.
It makes... I thought about it too. Not only is it there so I can read it, like I don't have to put on my readers.
Yeah.
But...
Well, it's kind of nice because the server brings it over and it's like... What do you like? What looks good? Let's talk about it. And you can point
at something like, "What's this all about? What's this?" I love that idea.
Yeah, let's not just like spend 15 minutes trying to figure out a menu. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, let me tell you what your options are.
It did kind of bother me that he wrote nothing down, although he does have a recording of it.
You think he went? They still there waiting.
Can you rewind that?
Waiting for the episode to air so they can bring out their food.
Okay.
So Dorit's rolling her eyes at her American companion's choice of a burger.
Oh my God.
I mean, okay. Again, she's such an asshole. Who cares what people eat?
Right.
Everything in France is served with French fries. Everything.
Right. Muscles. I'm surprised she's not like, order some pasta. We're in Italy.
What are you guys ordering burgers for? For Christ's sake. Where's the, you know, let's get some marinara going here. Mm-hmm. We're in Italy after all.
Yeah. All she's ordering is salad. I mean, what is salad?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kyle brings up to Rena.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, Lisa, you were going to tell us more about Erica Jane. The Erica Jane moment. Right. And Rena's like, you know, all right, as an actor, I really commit to what I'm doing.
Stop right there. Okay. I think everyone laughed out loud at that. So it's like, okay, go on. Wait, give me a moment. Let me get this out. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's like, because I was playing a character, it really helped me face your sister. I couldn't have done it being Lisa Rinna. And we talked about this before.
Yeah.
About how she admitted to Kim, I was afraid to see you.
Yeah.
Like, this gave me the boost to kind of go a little further than I would have gone. I put out some shock value. She didn't know it was going to have the result that it did, but it kind of like, I think, knocked Kim back and say, whoa, what has happened?
I mean, well, we get through this, but it ends up being what Erica says it is. It's like, just let it go. Like, what are you trying to start shit?
Yeah, I know. They go back and forth. Kyle's like, you basically called my sister the C word.
Yeah.
And
she's like, I don't think Erica would talk that way.
No. And they were just like in the moment. Well, Rena even said in the moment, she was like, Lisa, what are you doing? You know, like she kind of was like a little taken back by it. So she understands why people were taken back by it. But she's like, at the end of the day, like we're all over it.
Yeah.
Kim and I have made up. Like why?
And for some reason, Teddy pipes in.
Oh, Teddy can't let it go. Obviously, Kyle and Teddy have had multiple conversations about this. Teddy knows that Kyle's upset.
Yeah. She's like, you know, if you dressed up like me.
Right.
And I wanted to say, Teddy, no one's going to dress up like you. It's not never going to happen. It's not going to be a problem.
But yeah. So, you know, and Rena's like, listen, I don't know if you've watched Erica Jane, but this is my interpretation. She's not saying Erica Jane would do this.
No, of course not.
But she was playing this part.
And you also have Erica Girardi
saying, my feelings were not hurt.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, I get it. This is so not a big deal.
Right. It's like, nobody's hurt. Nobody, like, and also Erica's like, this happened weeks ago.
Yeah.
If I was going to be upset or hurt or need to talk about it, I would have weeks ago. Like, why are we doing this now?
Yeah. So both of the people involved with, you know, that have any kind of say in it are all saying like, just whatever, let it go.
Right.
Teddy cannot let it go.
No, she's like, we just need to be clear that hiding behind a character
made it confusing, which is dumb because no, it wasn't. You're like, what are you?
Yeah. And Rena's like, what's the problem?
Yeah. She finally is straight up.
Just let's talk about it.
What's your problem with this?
And Erica's like, I don't even understand where this is coming from. And Teddy goes to Rena, it doesn't make me like you any less.
I don't care if you like me or not.
I know. And I was like, what is, like, this really is coming out of left field for me. I don't even understand. And so Yeah. Dorit's jealous that Teddy is Kyle's henchwoman.
Yeah. Well, she says in her confessional that, because Teddy has now taken this, it's like, Teddy, shut your pie hole. You have nothing to do with
this. Right.
You have nothing to add. You think that you know everything. You know nothing. Just shut up about it. And Dorit's like, she's like Kyle's henchwoman.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like just.
And she's jealous. All right. And so Rinna says, Erica Jane and Erica Girardi are not the same thing. I'm not going to blame Erica Jane. I'm honoring her because she allowed me to break the ice and have a conversation with Kim. And Kyle just says, well, everyone was uncomfortable, including Erica. And Rinna's like, well, then why wouldn't you say something?
Yeah.
Like, this is weeks later. It's over. It's done. And that's Erica's, like, what she says. At the end of the day, it comes down, the two of you have come to some sort of resolution. So, uncomfortable or not, you know.
Like, she just reiterates, it all worked out in the end, so whatever.
Yeah.
And then in her confessional, I loved it. Ladies, let me be very clear. I am not annoyed that Lisa Rinna used the Erica Jane persona to heal her wounds with Kim Richards. I am, however, becoming annoyed at how you two won't let it go.
Absolutely.
And that was
it. Well, and the thing is like, we all know it was Rinna.
Yeah.
Nobody's placing any blame or any kind of idea on Erica Jane or Erica Girardi.
Yeah.
Nobody's even, like, worried about that. It's all about Rinna. We get it.
They go back and forth and back and forth. And Teddy, who never knows when to, like, just stop talking.
She still won't stop.
No.
And Erica cuts her off.
I love it. She's like, does Erica Jane stop?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. She's like, it didn't affect me at all. I'm glad they're able to move on.
Erica's just like, she's sick to death of, like, shouldn't you be upset? She's like, no.
Can I also say in this scene, Erica doesn't have a ton of makeup on, which we usually see her with a ton of makeup on.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's more of a casual look. Her hair's down. She's a beautiful girl.
Oh, she's really pretty.
She is a beautiful girl. Like, usually she looks, like, real glammed
up. Real made up, yeah.
It's not that she doesn't look gorgeous, but you're seeing more of a raw Erica. And I'm like, this is, like, because I don't know that any of the other ladies, I feel like Rinna would be beautiful without makeup, and even Teddy, but Erica is just taken, like, really good care, just looks a little younger and fresher, and just
she really had a beautiful, really good palette to start with, like,
yeah,
she's got good structure,
yeah,
everything's good,
just very pretty. But anyway,
but she is exhausted by this conversation.
No, she looks like she's about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
She's so annoyed, and
she's
so,
so
over
annoyed,
it.
And finally, Rinna's just like, does anyone want dessert?
I know.
That's a good way to end the conflict, though.
I know, like, right?
We're done.
Yeah.
Let's have something sweet
dessert
to eat.
Tiramisu. Tiramisu.
Oh, my God.
What kind of dessert? Because they're
in Italy.
I know, right? What kind of dessert do they eat in France? What is a French dessert?
Eclair?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Cheese. I bet they have cheese.
Oh, they probably have a wonderful cheese and fruit plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking bitches get together. I hate it.
I know, right? So the next episode, I gotta say, I can't wait to see the interpretation.
Oh, my God.
Kyle's pretty amazing. Is she not?
Oh, yeah.
Spot on.
Spot on. I am done. Like, if this show's gonna give me anything else, like, that's, I feel like, the last breath.
I know.
Of goodness that we're going to get.
I know.
I'm tired of this, Becky. I'm tired of it.
I know. It would have been more entertaining had the fires not happened, but I think that's part of the issue, but anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, the LVP missing.
Yeah, yeah. They're
we'll
missing,
see.
Like, three people.
Yeah, it's a totally different show than it has been.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we'll be back next week with what will hopefully be close to the end of this season.
Yeah, I think so. I've been trying to figure out when they're closing it out, and I can't.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
And also, just so you guys know, Becky and I have been talking, and we may be starting something new. That's the only teaser we'll give.
We have ideas.
Yeah. Non-housewife related, but
but, yeah, we're not throwing in the housewife towel.
We're not throwing in the HOH towel.
Yeah.
But something that we're thinking about doing, and we'll let you know as it comes around to a full-fledged idea.
Yeah.
Mm-car.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening. I don't have a tagline because I'm tired of doing that. It sounds lame.
Really?
Okay, nobody puts me in a box. Unless nobody puts me in a box unless it's Becky's opinion.
Two opinions are always better than one, especially since they're both mine.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.